Thank you in that name. Oh, hallelujah. Heaven is bowed, and it's just so wonderful, Lord, how you hear us. You're attentive to our cry. And thank you, Lord, that we cry out to you today. And Lord, we cry out in a groaning to be with you. We cry out, Lord, in a need of you. Lord, we need help. Lord, we need mercy. And oh, how your wondrous throne of grace gives it all in over beyond sufficient supply. Lord, help us to just believe you. Lord, just increase our faith in you today. Lord, just again, that there be no power but of you, that there be no other God but you. I am so thankful, Lord, that I am, cares for us beyond any expression, beyond any comprehension, that you have totally, Father, invested everything of yours in us. Oh, Lord. You bring that praise. You bring that honor. You bring that thanksgiving today. Pour it forth through us, your vessels, that we would be vessels to the praise and the glory of only your magnificent grace. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you for the Spirit that performs it. Thank you again for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I mentioned on Friday night we would be in Ephesians 4. And can you imagine? Open your Bibles to Ephesians 4. And it wasn't because I said it. It was because God meant it. And I'm thanking the Lord that that's where he's placed us in this precious, wondrous, high watermark epistle, letter to the Ephesians, to run and to fully finish that wondrous race to win Christ as bridegroom. But as we begin here today, I want to tell you how the Lord brought me here. And he brought me here again this way, but I should say to this precious passage in a new way. He reminded me of a story, and the story of how my brother-in-law first met his wife-to-be. And this is, again, my brother-in-law, how he met his wife-to-be. And he was going on a date, and it was his first date, but it wasn't her. He was going on his first date with her older sister. And so he went out from his home, and he went on that date, and he comes back to his house, and his mama greets him at the door, and she said, "Son, how did it go?" And he said, "Oh, Mom, I met the girl I'm going to marry." And she was just, you know, surprised, obviously. She's known her son. He wasn't kind of like that. And she said to him, "Well, my goodness, you're that fond of this oldest sister of this family?" And he said, "Oh, no, Mom. I met her little sister. She's the one I'm going to marry. I just got to wait till she grows up." And that's true. And that's true. And sure enough, they got married. And with that in mind, I want us to read this same story that's right in here of what Christ sees in each one of us here today. He's just waiting for you, and he's just waiting for me to grow up. I'm going to marry her. Here we go. Paul, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called." And know this as we get into this. This is this divine invitation, this embrace of this this glorious salvation of God, that we have been, this vocation is a calling, and to be called by a name It's the same calling that we have in Philippians 3, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I thank the Lord we are being called by a name right now, my bride. That's this calling. So he's asking us to walk worthy of this calling. He's beseeching us, matter of fact, pleading, please wake up. He's proposed to you. He wants you to be his wife. Now how? With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, there is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So you know who he's speaking here to. His sweet family. Praise God. But unto you, every one of us is given grace. Isn't that wonderful? But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And what is the measure of the gift of Christ? Let me tell you what it is. It's without limit. It's infinite. Every one of us has the infinite amount of grace, praise be to God, that's been given in his Son. It's all there. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Not a one of us has ever been shortchanged to the least. You have it all because you have him. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Boy, there was a purpose of coming. And here's what happened in that. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. Now we're going to read all of why he gave all this for. Here's why he gave this. And again, he's speaking to these Ephesians. These are the ones, these Philadelphia running saints. These are the ones that have received this vocation. I'm speaking to you. He's speaking to us. Us, whom he has given the high calling of God in Christ Jesus' message, the proposal of the bridegroom. Jesus wants to marry you. This is why he gave the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists and pastors and teachers. For the perfecting of the saints. That perfecting means complete finishing. Complete finishing. Fully equipping for the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ till we all come. And that means each one of us individually come to the unity, this agreement of this great faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God. Now here we go. Here we go. Unto a perfect man. This is where he's got for you. A perfect man. That means fully grown and finished. All right? Unto the measure, the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, let's get what this means. The measure is the required fit, full of him, of Christ. Of the stature means the height, the full age, maturity, suitable of Christ. Of the fullness means the complete abundance, that which fills or completes the word or completes him of Christ. Praise God. This is matrimony talk here. This is the wife that completes him. This is the wife, praise God, that he is sitting on the right hand of God right now and will not take the throne of God until he has his queen to rule and to reign jointly together with him. Amen. Now, that we henceforth be no more children. Amen? See, this is what is all intended for us and every child of God. And matter of fact, for every man, I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge, this fullness of Christ. God is not a respecter of person. This was here for everyone. My goodness, we're reading in John. You saw how Judas, he knew what Judas would decide. But even to the last moment, he was washing his feet and giving him bread to feed. Eat it. I don't want this darkness to take you. Grace, brothers and sisters, grace beyond. Incredible. And that was for one he knew. He foreknew that he would be that one that would go forth into darkness and choose that. But yet love could not be stopped. The love to come after me would not. It wouldn't be hindered. It was always there. That we henceforth be no more children. See, he wants this growth. Tossed to and fro. And here's what children do. Children are tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. They don't settle into this perfecting, this measure, this fullness, this stature, this wonderful grace. They don't want it. They're going to be listening to all this other garbage. This stuff that distracts you, that entertains your flesh, that makes you feel like you're doing something, but causes you to slumber and to miss the very best of what God gave, fully gave his son for. And it's a wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and their cunning. See, there's intent here and they're crafty, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But we don't need that, because here's what we do. But speaking truth in love. See, there it is. Truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. This is why he gave all of this. This is why he gave those apostles and gave the prophets and gave the evangelists and gave the pastors and gave the teachers. All for this. Truth in love. Amen. This is why it's all here. It's all for you. Can you imagine that? But it's all for him. Can you imagine that? Praise God. This is for his pleasure. Matter of fact, good pleasure. Ecstasy. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. But by the grace of God, that's us. This is us. And we are right now to grow right up before him. Right up before him. And he's the one. He's the one that came and said, oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm going to marry her. I'm going to marry her. He's just waiting till she grows up. And brothers and sisters, we are called with this vocation. We are called to grow up before him. Amen. And called to grow up into him, because that's how we grow, as we grow in grace, him, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Amen. So how do we grow? We grow in grace. We grow in him and knowledge of, can you imagine, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Him. So that's why we grow up into him in all things. It's him. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. Amen. It's his life. Amen. It's not my life. I died. I died. Every Christ, every child of God died. Yet we live, yet not I, not you, but Christ lives in us. And the life I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Yeah, that's it. That's it, that's it, that's it. Praise God. There's nothing else to be said. That's who lives. Now, we read this, and I know this is such an incredible, beyond description of what Christ has for us. I mean, really, the fullness, the measure, the stature of Jesus Christ. A perfect man? I mean, honestly, how many of us have, Lord, that's just too much. You know, that I know me, Lord. How could this be? Right? Now, brothers and sisters, that is so precious, because as the Word of God tells us in many different scriptures, but he says, as the tents of Kedar, those are those badger skins, and they're just weathered and they're dark, and it doesn't seem like there's any glory in that. And there isn't, because it's just it's weathered. It's almost looks like it's ruined. But yet I understand that's what I was, but for God. And he tells me, but yet as the curtains of Solomon, this all glorious white linen. We'll talk about that, God willing, tonight. It gets exciting, I tell you. But I'm hoping we're face to face with him earlier. I'm telling you, it is. It's just pouring. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So, how could this be? But if we just stay in how could this be, that's actually where the enemy wants us to stay. And I mean that. Doubting. The enemy wants us to stay in looking at ourselves instead of looking at Christ in us in the Word of God. Because if he keeps us to look at ourselves, we're always going to go back to there's no way. There's no way. But I pray by his grace, and he gives it. You ask anything in my name, and I'll do it. I'm praying for my life and for your life. Lord, give me the desire. Just give me that desire. Just one little glowing spark of desire. And you know what? You'll begin to see that love. And as I was encouraged about my story about my brother-in-law, you'll begin to see our Lord just as my brother-in-law. You'll begin to see him and hear him say, yeah, that's the girl. You're that one I'm going to marry. You'll begin to know it. You'll begin to know that he's just waiting for you to grow up. He's desiring nothing more than for you to grow up. And if we'll only believe that, not only is it possible, but he'll will it to be. He'll do it. He'll perform it. Now, I'm telling you, why am I so confident? Because my confidence is in him. My confidence by the grace of God, hallelujah, is in his grace. My confidence by the grace of God, thank you, Jesus, is in his purpose. As the word of God says, he that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. That's my backing. That's your backing. That's who has you. That's who has your interest. And by faith, praise God, not only is it alive, it's abundantly living in you. Amen. Amen. That's why we need to be encouraged in the Word of God. And see, brothers and sisters, that's the beautiful thing. It is he that does it. It's him. He performs it. As the Word of God says, I am his workmanship. You are, hallelujah, his workmanship. He does it all. He does it all. I had to think of this. I was thinking about my sister-in-law. Did she do anything? Or did she just mature? How did she prepare for her wedding? He already said, well, that's the girl I'm going to marry. I know it's her. What'd she have to do? She just had to grow up. I believe she was 14 or 15 at the time. She just had to grow up. Oh, listen to this stuff. Just had to come of age and marry my brother-in-law. Just like the Word of God says about that lily. The lily doesn't toil. It's arrayed beyond what Solomon could even array himself with all of the money, with all of the wealth that he had. He could not array himself like the lily. And the lily didn't even try. It just be. It just be, I'm telling you. If we just let Christ in you, the hope of glory, be. Oh, hallelujah. See, it's all in the seed. It's all in the genes. And we got the seed. We've got the life. And in that life, we've got all the genes of Jesus. You have his very life. Every bit of it. Every bit of the only begotten Son of God lives in you. Now, just like that lily, it needs, though, water and sun. Amen? Yep, we know these things. It's planted, but it needs a water and sun. And here we are, this precious lily, with the two ingredients that the Word here tells us we need too. Truth and love. Amen? Oh yes, praise God, you've got the seed, you've got all of the potential, you just need truth and love. And isn't that something? That's again why he gave all of those apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. He gave all of that. It didn't say he gave climbing walls and buildings and bands and coffee hour and entertainment. Listen to what he gave for this purpose. Every one of these things are what preach the Word of God. There's nothing else but truth and love. That's what he gave for this. He gave everything and nothing else but that for truth and love. That's how he does it. He gave everything and nothing else but Paul's gospel and the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. That's it. See, Paul's gospel was the gospel that did not withhold a thing. It gave it all. It gave it all. There was nothing omitted. Everything. The full dispensation. The mystery of Christ in the church. All those things the prophets spoke of, wanted to look into, but yet was not for them. They wrote those things for us. That's the Word of God. Amen. That's the Word of the Lord. So, I'll tell you something. Right here, right now, that's what our gathering is about. Did you know that? That's what's going on right here and right now. So perfectly given, isn't it? But yet you think about this, for us to miss it, all you have to do is sit there and say no. That's all you have to do. All of this absolute perfection, which you cannot deny. You're here today, and I believe everybody sitting in this place by the grace of God. I do believe this, by the grace of God. You're all a child of God here today. You've accepted him as Savior. And you believe that. You believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. Why will you not believe the entire Word of God then? If it's the Word of the Lord, if it's the Word of God, which I know by his grace it touches you, you would not be here today. But why do we hesitate in not believing all the whole counsel of God? It is. It's a stupid question, isn't it, in a way? But yet we're stupid people. Let's be honest. We're unruly. We don't want to believe. We don't want to settle down. We think something else for somehow, some way. My life is more vital, has more meaning in some other avenue than the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Listen to what the Lord is saying right now. That's nuts. That's nuts. And we can go back even from the beginning of accepting Christ as Savior. You could say the same thing. You had something more important in your life that you needed to take care of instead of asking Christ Jesus into your heart as Savior. It would have been better to pursue that, whatever it was, than to allow him to take you from death to life everlasting. And you would sit there and you'd say, oh no, I get that. But why will we not take the whole counsel? Amen? It's his word. It's his purpose. It's even the continuing on of his great grace. That's the beauty of this, is the patience of our Lord that's seated at the right hand right now. And there's an enduring and a longing that we can't even express, but he's building in our hearts too. This divine purpose. Amen. Amen. Now, that's what's going on right here. And all that it takes to miss it is to say no. And it's true. It's so true, brothers and sisters. But yet, he's so powerful. We have to realize, again, that this is God's ultimate purpose. This bridal message is God's ultimate purpose. This bridal message is the pinnacle of all the plan of God. It's the high calling. Amen? It is. This bridal message is the ultimate of the power of God. He spoke the universe. He spoke it and it just happened. But this is the ultimate of his power. That he took us in this vessels of sinful flesh. Chose this. Put us in this earth. That this the power of the earth right now is the prince of darkness. The devil. So he put us in sinful flesh. Put us in the arena of sin. That he might grow us up into him in all things. just marvelous. It is. It's so wonderful. It is. This is the story. This is my song. What a song we got to sing. Amen. This is the song of glorified together with him. This is the song of the ages. Praise God. This is it. And it's all here for us. And it's not only all here for us. Think about this. It's so beyond freely given to us. It has been given. It has been given. This grace has been given. And grace for grace. And grace for grace. And all we have to do is just say, yes, Lord. And you thank him today. I thank him that, oh, Lord, you called us and you chose us. Amen, amen. You are the one. He said, I'll have grace upon whom I'll have grace. You're it. You're hearing this. This is for you. He doesn't cast his pearl among swine. He said, I'll have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. Amen. It's you. That's me. Oh, we're so blessed. It's so incredible. And then he goes and gets our attention over and over and over. And I'm talking trials. He places us so sweetly in a place that we cannot turn. That there's no distraction. There's nothing else to think about or you want to think about but him. Amen. Reminding us over and over and over and over. What is the best place? Oh, my breast. Oh, my breast is the best place, isn't it? Oh, Jesus. And I've been so laying. I'm laying right now on his breast like I've never laid before. And I'm laying there and he's telling me, oh, honey, that's where you find the ones I love. Just like John, you know what I'm saying, huh? See, John, John, you ask him. You know, you're the one laying on his breast. He ain't. I ask him, I'm going to bother him again. It won't, you know. The Bible's so good. But here we are. And in some respects, I'm even sorry to say, here we are today. I wish we were there. Oh, gosh, what it's going to be. I'm looking at you right now. And it's just Christ in me looking at Christ in you. And I get it. You get it? No, we're going to. This is the gaze. Hallelujah. What can I have for him, man? It is. But just like Esther in closing, just like Esther, it is. It's just like Esther. See this. It's happening in your life right now if you'll just see it. King Ahasuerus, he went out to fetch his queen. He went out there. He thought he was fetching his queen. But then something happened. He saw you. He did. Do you know he saw you? Oh, yes. He saw you. And he said, "That's the girl I'm going to marry." Yes, he did. He saw, and think of where he saw you at. Oh, he saw me and his son in ages past. But I remember specifically where he saw me when I was 17 years old. I was in a parking lot coming out of a place I shouldn't have been. And he said, "Honey, I see you. I was coming out for my queen, but my goodness, I saw you. And I can't get my eyes off of you. And you know what, honey? You're so worth waiting for. I'm just going to wait till you grow up." And then my father's going to say, "Honey, go get her." And it just might be today. Let's just thank him today. Come on, let's just stand up and thank him. Oh, let it be real. Let it be real, Lord God. Oh, let it be real, Lord God. Thank you. Oh, let it be real to us, Lord God. Thank you. Oh, Lord God, let it just saturate, God. Oh, let us hear what the Spirit is saying to us, Lord God. Oh, let us hear, Lord God, well, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Well, every head is bowed. Why, every head is bowed. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that, oh, God, you've called us to the well. Oh, what an appointment it has been. And, Lord, again, you have ministered to us. You have taken all the things of your son. And, Lord, you put the rings and the bracelets on our hands today. And you've given us the earrings. And you've told us so sweetly, oh, about this lover, Lord God, that you have waiting for us, Lord. And, oh, he's my son. He's my son. And he's so glorious and beautiful. And, oh, he's going to have a wife. And he wants it to be you. Lord, let us take that today. God, enlighten and illuminate our lives with it today. If ones are even hearing this for the first time, God, you can do it, Lord God. What is time to you? You perform, God, the work which you've begun. Lord, will and do of your good pleasure in us. Lord, thank you again. Thank you so much. We love you. We love you. We love your word. Oh, we love your word. Oh, it is so sweet. It is so wonderful. It is the comfort of everything. Lord, continue to, again, pour forth your grace. Help us to desire it. God, make this more insatiable, this desire, this feasting, God. May it be something that we get up every day, Lord God, and want more and more and more. Thank you, Lord, that you are on the increase. You are on the increase. And we, praise the Lord, are decreasing. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.